KQED. In a Los Angeles County courtroom this week, the major players in California public education will face off in an unusual trial. At issue is whether teacher job protections are depriving students from getting an adequate education. Underneath it all are warring classroom philosophies. KPCC's Adolfo Guzman Lopez reports.
The lawsuit is called Vergara versus State of California, but it might as well be called the California Teachers Union versus the Modern Education Reform Movement. The case was filed nearly 2 years ago on behalf of teenager Beatriz Vergara and 8 other California public school students.
This is a major case for California schools because we are challenging the system in 5 components of the education code that we think are creating an arbitrary and irrational system that's bad for students and bad for teachers, too.
That's lead plaintiff's lawyer, Ted Boutros. If his name sounds familiar, it's because he successfully argued against California's ban on same-sex marriage at the U.S. Supreme Court last year. He and the rest of his team are being paid by a nonprofit belonging to a wealthy Silicon Valley entrepreneur who supports charter schools. Boutros will argue in court that the state is putting teachers above students by using seniority, not teacher quality, to determine who gets laid off, and by giving teachers permanent job status after only 18 months and through other job protections. As a result, he says, ineffective teachers are kept on the job in violation of every child's constitutional right to an adequate public education.
We have experts from Harvard, from Stanford. We have students. We have principals. We have superintendents. We have parents who are going to show that the statutes are having a real and appreciable impact, that they are creating inequality.
On the other side of the courtroom is Jim Finberg, a lawyer hired by the teachers' unions to help the state of California defend the lawsuit. He says the teacher protection laws are legal and good for kids.
Labor economists will tell you that if you take job security away from people, that you need to raise salaries in order to recruit and retain people of the same quality.
And he's offended by the lawsuit's underlying accusation.
Well, nobody cares more about the students of California having a good education than the members of the California Teachers Association and the California Federation of Teachers.
Cal State Fullerton politics professor Sarah Hill says the plaintiffs face an uphill battle.
It's difficult to prove. I mean, you have to show that students are not getting the basics they have to get. If some students are getting more, that's fine. But to show that students really can't even get a minimal education, it's tough to show.
She says this is clearly the latest salvo in an ongoing battle in California and the rest of the country over the future of public schools. Both sides have faced off on use of student test scores and teacher evaluations and public funding of charter schools. Lawyer Boutros denies he's advocating for a special interest.
We're outside that process. That's why sometimes the courts are nice, because it takes it out of the realm of politics.
The witness list is long, over 100 possible witnesses, including Governor Jerry Brown, the state superintendent of public instruction, LA Unified Superintendent John Daisy, and other local school officials, and the presidents of California's largest public school teachers unions. In the end, only one person's opinion will matter in the Vergara versus California trial. It's a bench trial, so it's up to LA Superior Court Judge Rolf Troy to preside over testimony and render a verdict. Opening statements are expected today. For the California Report, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez in Los Angeles.